I'm going to bring in Reb Bradley. He is the author of Born Liberal, Raised Right, and it's a very intriguing proposition here. And Reb, I got to tell you, it goes right into my background. Before I did this, I did counseling, master's in counseling psychology. I worked a lot with children and their families. I'm also a certified behavior analyst. I would go in and help these families set up behavior plans to discipline their children. Because as you mentioned in your book, parents have started to think somehow that discipline equals meanness and that love equals let them do whatever the heck they want to. And we end up raising a bunch of brats and a bunch of kids that think that anything they want, they should have. And when anybody says no to them, it's the end of the world. And we end up raising some pretty awful human beings.
Right. And that's kind of what's happened in our culture in the last 40, 50 years. And that's what stirred me to write the book.
And I like how today you're saying, you know what, this might be the problem with Governor Blagojevich, with all the nonsense that he's doing. Explain that.
Well, here he is, a man of in position of power. He came in to clean up the government because of his predecessors, and yet he himself seemed to be more corrupt than those who went before him.
Yeah.
And so my assessment is not what some of the pundits were saying, that, oh, it's the problem, it's Chicago government, it's payback, it's just... In other words, you can't blame stuff. It's human nature. He lacked integrity. The issue is, whose job is it to give a child who becomes an adult, whose job is it to train them with character and integrity? It's the parent's job. It's not the school's job. You don't get integrity by funding after-school programs. You don't get integrity by making gun control laws. You get integrity by teaching children self-control and honesty. And obviously, that was not passed on to him, and he was growing up. And so when he got in temptation, his true nature came out.
And you know what, Reb? I think you hit on something there with it's the parents' job, not the school's job, to teach kids how to be good adults, how to be good kids, and how to grow up to be responsible adults. And I think there's a balance in every relationship, right?
Right.
And you know, and sometimes, let's say for a husband and a wife, let's be stereotypical. The husband takes out the trash, the wife might clean the dishes. Or let's say the wife likes to mow the yard and the husband might be doing the vacuuming. Okay, there's this balance here. I feel like we are giving so much authority to our schools to raise our kids, everything from teaching them how to roll a condom on a banana to getting the dentist to come to the school, that the parents are thinking, to teaching them how to, you know, sex ed and everything else, that the parents are thinking, well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. The school's doing it.
Well, you know, I've found, though, in my years, you know, I've been teaching parenting seminars for almost 20 years. And so in that season, I've had a chance to observe a lot. And I have found that people who even try diligently don't always know how, and therefore their children grow up what I will call morally liberal. Hence the title of the book, Born Liberal, Raised Right. My contention is that every child, every human, is born morally liberal, and it's the parent's job to teach them to be morally conservative.
Sure. All the kid wants when he's first born is what's in it, you know, what's in it for me right now. And I want it. I should have it. And if anybody stops me from having it, it's awful. And then you've got to teach them how to temper that. And if you don't, boy, they're going to have big problems in the future. Reb Bradley with me here on the Greg Knapp Experience. Born Liberal, Raised Right is the name of the book. You talk about how the crime rate actually began to grow when people were using that Dr. Spock book. Explain that.
Right. Well, Dr. Spock came out, and he was a new voice on the culture scene. In 1946, he published his first book on parenting. And as it began to grow in popularity over the years, over the next 10 years or so, parents were changing even more extreme than he intended them to do. But he was saying radical things, which was soften up on your parenting, be more understanding. Now, I agree with him on that. Let's understand our children. However, his contention that you need to soften up was damaging, because as soon as parents begin to implement this in their homes, you can track it on the FBI crime rate chart. Crime rate, since 1960, has gone up 300% in violent crime. I mean, we're talking about rape, sexual assault, up 318% since 1960. We're talking about aggravated assault, up 329%. Illegal drug use, up 400%. No, these are moral issues. Moral fiber is missing. And so my contention is morality, self-control, the ability to not steal, the ability to not be violent, that is learned at home. And what I'm contending is that parents no longer know how to raise children with character. And as a result, children grow up and our society is more out of control. And it reflects ultimately in their politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Reb Bradley with me here. Born Liberal, Raised Right is a book on the Greg Knapp experience. And you know, when I would go in and teach parents how to raise their kids, Reb, I found divorce was a big problem here too, because the divorced parent wanted their child to like them. And, you know, because they had this problem with the divorce and the kids get to go to dad's house and have fun and candy and cake. And then they come back here and I'm the bad guy. And then I'm afraid they're not going to love me. So I want to just let them do what they want to do and play video games all night and blah, blah, blah. And I had to really pitch to them that, listen, loving discipline is not mean. It's more kind and more compassionate than not disciplining your child, because now you've got a child who behaves, and now you have a good relationship with him, and you don't have to yell at him all the time, and you don't have to nag him all the time, and the kid's going to do better in school, and he's going to have more friends, and he's going to grow up to be responsible. But just, you know, thinking that you're being nice by letting him get away with murder is actually probably the worst thing and meanest thing you could do for your kid.
Right, and yet that is one of my contentions in the book, that today, whether you're a parent or whether you're a modern political-minded activist, people think that indulgence equals love.
Right.
And it starts with buying them stuff, softening up on discipline, just warning them again one more time, admonishing them, forgetting any kind of consequence. And here, I'll show you I'll track it for you. I'll give you an example. Here's Johnny. He's 5 years old. He broke a window. He was reckless. He was not careful. He broke a window. Responsible parenting says, I will teach my son to take responsibility for himself. Therefore, he's going to have to pay for a new glass.
Right.
Now, the problem is that Johnny's only got $11 in his piggy bank, and that came from birthday gifts. So you feel like, oh, I don't want him to use his birthday money. I'll pay for it. Well, yeah, that sounds sweet, but the bottom line is, why should someone else have to pay for what he did? They shouldn't. You teach him. You pay for it. But here's the problem. So mommy pays, daddy pays for the broken window. Well, he loses his favorite toy because he leaves it out. It's irresponsible. If they say, we'll buy another one. Then he leaves his bike out against their cautions, and it's stolen. They say, we'll buy another one. By
right.
the time he's 16, they're paying for his parking tickets. Well, guess how this worldview, this young man is, grows up with, now he's 25 years old, and he thinks, because of how he's raised, that those who lead should rescue me from the consequences of my actions.
Amen.
I should not have to suffer with the choices I've made.
Yeah.
Therefore, you owe drug addicts clean needles.
Yep.
You owe abortions and condoms to the wild, the sexually promiscuous.
You owe a bailout to people who bought a house they couldn't
exactly.
afford, and to auto
not,
companies that can't
bailout.
Run it.
I saw in the paper today the schools are wanting a bailout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
now
so
the schools
it's not going to stop.
Well, you know, and what's interesting,
Reb,
is
a bad parenting approach to leadership in our nation, and it's rooted in somebody didn't get the vision when they were young.
And it's crazy, Reb, how quickly it's happened. Reb Bradley, the book is Born Liberal, Raised Right, because one of the things I would say to the parents I was working with is, hey, what would your parents have done if you did that? And they go, oh, man, my parents wouldn't have put up with that. I would have been in my room, and I would have had to work it off. And I would have said, and I said, did your parents abuse you? Well, no. Did you love your parents? Well, yeah. So how did we go from understanding that discipline was loving to nothing? I'll tell you, Reb, when I left my bike out one day after my dad told me not to, I went out and my bike was gone. I said, Dad, I think someone stole my bike. He said, no. I put it up in the attic for a month. You can walk now until you realize how important a bike is.
Mark.
I never
Mark.
Left my bike out again.
No, my dad did the same thing, except he let me hunt the neighborhoods for 3 hours looking for my bike.
There you
then
go.
Then find out he had stolen it.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the neighbor's garage.
How do we do this in a generation? How do we get it back?
Well, it requires that, get this, that people have to be willing to change. They can't just keep putting on schools to do. They can't keep blaming, that they can't be a victim themselves and say it's not my fault, and because that's why we keep raising victims, you know.
Yeah.
It's never anybody's fault. So basically, parents have to own it. They have to be willing to say, I'm going to turn this around. Our politicians have to catch a vision for it. And that's why I wrote this book, bottom line, was to not just wake up parents, because it's not just a parenting book. It's really a book for the politically minded. It shows what true personal responsibility is and how bad parenting is really bad government and vice versa.
Good
so it
stuff.
Requires that people own it and say, I have something to learn, I have blown it, I've made a mistake, and then take a book like mine and learn.
Good stuff, Reb. We appreciate the book. It's Born Liberal, Raised Right. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You got it. Reb Bradley, everybody, on The Greg Knapp Experience. And, of course, you can find that book online, Amazon.com. You can get it in the bookstores, Born Liberal, Raised Right, here on The Greg Knapp Experience. All right. Hey, guys. I've